On access. We're meeting after school. My student is 11. She's eating cheese curls. Her story is good. Really good, I tell her. We're working on metaphor in class. One word contains a million images, I explain. When I say my heart, what do I mean? It's early spring, election season. The lights slant through the windows. The Supreme Court stalled. Her story is about a girl who is brave and smart and flawed and traveling through space. Online, my male friends tell me why Hillary isn't good enough and Gloria Steinem and Beyonce isn't good enough and are silent this week when the Supreme Court hears its case on access. I read the testimony of women who've had abortions and feel different ways about them. Regret is used as evidence in support of closing clinics, the argument being that women might make the wrong choice if given a choice. If I were a person who posts online, I would say girls learn, year by year, to be quieter, to listen as men have conversations about what they believe are our mistakes. In middle school, my teacher told me I was too smart to read Agatha Christie. He gave me books by men instead. On the planet where my student's story takes place, everything is like Earth, but slightly different. The elephants have brighter eyes. The sky is greener. The girl yells when she's angry and says when she's scared. A heart can mean anything, my student tells me. The aliens on her planet have gold blood. Their hearts are crystal clear. I tell her the story can go on for as long as she wants it to.